Before 1914, we had in Leatherhead Church Scouts and Church Lads Brigade. And I belonged first of all to the Church Scouts. And then, well, I went into the Church Lads Brigade, and when war broke out, some of the jobs we were given to do were to guard the railway station and the waterworks, the reservoir, and various things like that. Little jobs, I suppose, that gave us something to do, because we were taught to fire rifles. After a short time, when some of our leaders joined up, they sent a man from the army who lived in the corner of Lower Down, yes, towards the Institute. He was stationed here to look after us, although he was an army man and we were attached to the King's Royal Rifles.
So you were quite young then?
Yes, that's right. So, of course, for quite a time, we carried on doing things like that until he was taken away at the finish, and both lot packed up. My brother was also a member of the Church Lad Brigade, and he'd won competitions at shooting here with the brigade. He joined up, and just at the end of the war, he joined up into the Coldstream Guards. My father had already been a member of the Coldstreams in the Boer War, so he decided to join the second Coldstreams. While there, he got on so well that there was a Guards Brigade that used to shoot for the Cups, you know, competitions in the army. And he and another man represented the Coldstreams, and then there were two each from the other three. Well, my brother did so well that with the others, they won all the Cups one year against everybody else. Yes. And my brother was made an honorary member of Bisley. After the war had finished, he was one of the firing party for the unknown warrior's grave at the cenotaph. Unfortunately, after he came out of the forces, he'd been out to India and he'd contacted one of the diseases, malaria or something like that, I think it was. Anyhow, he appeared to be getting better from that. He was married and went to live at Hazelmere, and then he went to Grays Wood, I think it is, which is just near, and he worked for the post office there. He carried on his shooting and won cups and things there, both for the post office and also for the British Legion there. And one Sunday he went out firing and he got 99 out of the 100 on that day. And he came back and he was suddenly taken ill, went into hospital and died. And they said that he evidently caught something in India, and that finished him. His family is still down there.
So you didn't actually go to war?
I didn't, strangely enough, for that reason. I wasn't quite old enough, you see. Yeah.